the microphone, so Red Meat is
working, it's not working.
Yeah, so Red Meat is on.
Oh, I'm looking down at the bottom, I'm looking at them.
Yeah.
So these are friends, they have faith.
Okay, yeah.
So Red Meat is on, and if you hit push.
It's thinking, green means it's not.
No, when you hit red, you just hit, it turns black, that means it's off.
It's good to know.
Because red usually means it's not on, so.
All right, thank you all, and good morning, good morning, good morning. If you don't mind, let's all stand and.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Page 2 of 8 of the
evaluation ranging from number one unacceptable to five acceptable. Each individual member of the committee puts down their grade for the three categories. That would be on pages 2 through 4 of the evaluation, and then compiles on page 5 their raw scores, adds them up, and then divides them by 3 to have an average score. If I remember correctly, in the past, once each individual member of the committee does their evaluation, we hand the evaluations over to staff, and they then calculate an overall score for the committee, and then that gives us a basis for determination of the evaluation of Mr. LaSalle's performance, and then also pay. So I think that's kind of the sum of what we're here today. I think during the process, as you review Mr. LaSalle's self-evaluation, if you have questions about particular topic areas, it would be appropriate for him to respond or provide additional information. So that's just my input of how the process works.
Thank you, Mr. Colbert. Is there anyone else that has any comments? Thank you for that. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, the copies that we have, are these Mr. LaSalle's?
So this was from last year.
Got it, okay.
There should be a clean copy with the blue page.
So the one that, this black and white one that has pages 1 through 20, this is from last year.
This is from last year, October.
You'll have this one, right?
Yes.
We can refer back to that if we need to. And then this new one, 1 through 8, which is a far cry from 1 through 20. Thank you very much. Right? And so what we are
hoping the blue page for.
Yeah. Hopefully prepared to do this, to go ahead and fill out our scores on pages 1 through 4, correct, Mr. Coker?
Yes, and I would suggest that the chair could guide the members to review and look at the first category. If there's any questions, they could address it to Ms. LaSalle or others, and then you register your score, and then we could move sequentially through 1, 2, and 3 categories.
Okay.
This one, the black one, this was a self-evaluation by Mr. LaSalle himself. Is that my understanding?
Correct.
Well, no,
this was last
this
year.
Was last
chair from last year by the committee.
The blue one is the current self-eval.
Yeah, this is what
we're doing today.
Today, correct.
This one
is old.
It's old.
I understand it's old, but was it completed by you, Mr. LaSalle?
Yes, sir, it was.
Okay,
approximately a year ago or so?
Yes, sir. I believe the date's on there when it was completed. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Very helpful.
I just wanted to understand what I was looking at. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And thank you, because it was my understanding that this was came from the committee last year. Okay.
You're kind of hard on yourself.
All right, so that being said, we will take these up, run through pages 1 through 4. I'm going to start in a second, but then once we've done that, I would like for us, once we've scored them, I would like for us to pass them over to staff so that they can compute the scores while we discuss on page 1 of 8. If you look down there under part 4, at the bottom it says during the performance evaluation meeting, the chairperson shall lead a discussion on the Inspector General's contractual pay adjustment, and so while they're computing the scores, we can have that discussion, and then hopefully by the time we're finished, they'll be finished, and it'll flow, should flow through.
So,
Mr.
LaSalle, I'm putting you on the spot, but would you be prepared? I look at what the comments are. Could you speak to each of these sections, like in terms of achieving results?
Through the chair, yes, ma'am, I can. If there's any specific questions or any, if I need to expound upon anything I've written, I certainly can.
Okay, so let's start on page 2 at core competency number 1, achieving results. And I'll just read it. It says, develops and implements an organizational vision that integrates key organizational program goals, priorities, values, and other factors. The objective is to maximize value by improving government efficiency. efficiency and effectiveness, and then we see what the scores would mean. One is unacceptable, and then five is exceptional, and there's everything in between. I'm not going to read his the comments. We can kind of look through that at our leisure, and then if you have any questions for Mr. LaSalle, please feel free to ask those questions.
So I have a question. Mr. LaSalle, could you speak to the fifth bullet down on some of the special investigations that have led to federal and state criminal investigations?
Yes, ma'am. Through the chair. Several of these investigations are ongoing at the federal and state level, so I might be a little bit hesitant to give you exact details. But on the federal case, it was a ERAP, the Rental Assistance Program, and there was an individual, a local, a local businessman who owned several properties, and that resulted in approximately $350,000 of fraud. So we brought that case to the U.S. attorney, and they decided to actually prosecute that case. So that's an ongoing case. One of my investigators is actually testifying before the grand jury. They're going to issue indictments on that case at the federal level. And U.S. attorney from Tampa came up and actually spoke with us about that case. So a very, very good case. I think it's the first time our office has ever actually had something go federal, with the exception of Zahn case, but I don't really consider it to be ours. But this was a very successful ERAP investigation. At the state level, in similar cases, the Rental Assistance Program cases, fraud cases, there was one case involving theft of funds from Jacksonville Housing Authority, which is being prosecuted by the state as well. Mr. Siegel is very familiar with, I think, most of these cases in terms of where they're at in the prosecutorial process. So I don't want to speak about the particulars of the cases because they are ongoing.
Are you able to quantify in any way like a return on the cost of the...
In terms of question costs, we calculate those by potentially what would have happened had the money been spent appropriately. And as I put in my write-up, it's in the millions because it's hard for me to quantify. For example, there was one case in particular where there's about over $1 million in question costs on utility assistance program cards. So had those been spent appropriately, these are question costs, meaning we found areas of improvement where those monies could have been spent more appropriately. So we can quantify that as a question cost. So in the criminal cases, we can actually articulate how much money was lost by the city. But in the other cases where they're question costs, it's hard for me to articulate. For example, the most recent one with the, and this is not finalized yet, but you're all well aware of it, the solid waste case, that's $2.3 million in overtime. So that's a question cost, right? Had that been administered properly, would those money be back into the general fund? So those, when we say question costs, it's hard for us to quantify. I equate it to the police officer on the street corner and that deterrent factor. So that's why I didn't articulate the exact number, because it really wouldn't be accurate for me to do that.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
If there aren't any other questions, can we all notate our score on page 2? And on page 3 is core competency number 2. I'm definitely not going to read all of that, although I can. And so let's just kind of glance over that real quick and as well as his comments, and then if anyone has any questions, feel free to speak up.
Yes.
Put down.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Whatever you'd like, Mr. Sure. Or Dr. Sure.
How to keep the Christ at 3 desk.
Right. I'll count by 5.
Four kids. Did I do good,
Dan?
Yes. Yeah.
probably the, if I may, Madam Chairman, probably the most impactful part of this core competency was the acquisition of data analytics software.
Yes.
So between the IT folks here at the administration have been extremely supportive of us, and we procured data analytics software, which really opened up a lot of opportunities for us to look at the broad spectrum of data, which really hasn't been looked at in the past. As a result of that, we've had a lot of proactive investigations that were initiated just using raw data. And it's something as simple as running the death rolls in Duval County versus folks who are receiving aid from Duval County. And we've generated cases from that where we find folks who have been dead for years who are still receiving aid. So it's those types of big data analytics that we can do now that we weren't able to do before. Well, we were able to do it, but it was hand jamming and it took quite some time to actually achieve results. So with the acquisition of that software, we're able to ingest large amounts of data and look for anomalies in the data.
And where did you get the idea to acquire the software?
So our counterparts in Palm Beach County, I've got a very good relationship with the IG down there, and we were looking at data sets from the city and all the data that exists. And I explained to them that we had disparate data sets, and we weren't quite sure how we could analyze those things without hand-jamming him. And he recommended this software. I brought the idea to the administration. They support it, and they fund it. So it doesn't come out of my budget. It comes out of the city's IT budget. But it really has been helpful in terms of that process. Yes, ma'am.
Through the chair, Mr. LaSalle. So, as I mentioned, you almost gave yourself 3 for almost everything in your previous review, which is meets expectations. Is there anything in these 3 new buckets where you would say you were a 4 or 5?
I think the numbers you're referring to, I've never really put a number to my. Those numbers come from the board itself.
Okay.
That was the prior chair's numbers.
Right. Okay.
Those are right. I've never actually put a number to my efforts. My efforts are purely in the written word.
No wonder why you said he was hard on himself.
Yeah, that was
your chair was hard on.
So
no, it was the prior chair.
Yes.
So that was my.
If I may, Madam Chair, the copy you have, the black and white copy you have, is the copy from the previous chairperson,
okay.
And those are her numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
We got verified on that.
That was my mistake from the beginning, and then I thought it was. Okay.
No, ma'am, those are actually.
So if you had to give yourself a number.
That's hard. I mean.
You can do it.
Based on what I was initially hired to do and based on what we're doing, I'd say it's not my efforts, it's our efforts when I talk about it, because I couldn't do any of this without the team that I have. So if I would say we're performing above expectation as an office. Based on what's happened in the past with this office and based on track record of success with this office, I think right now we're in between the 4 and the 5. 5 is something that's aspirational. I don't really believe anybody is a 5. I think it's something that you really should, I mean, that's the very, very, very small percentage of folks. But as a whole, I can't take credit for the vast majority of these things other than having the foresight to pick a good team and having the leadership ability to lead them and hit the mark. And when I was first hired, you know, I kind of outlined what my expectations were. And if that were the benchmark of our success, I think we're well on the way to hitting that benchmark.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions about core competency number 2? If not, let's record our scores down in the yellow box. And then switch over to page 4. Number 3, leadership and internal relations, provides a workplace that fosters a climate that sustains excellence and optimizes results. And the objective is to develop employees to their full potential, allow for full participation by all employees, facilitate collaboration, cooperation, and teamwork. Are there any questions on comments in the big box?
I have.
Yes, sir.
If there were any complaints against Mr. LaSalle from any employees, would we be aware of those? Those that come through HR? Mm-hmm.
Yes. The answer is they may come through HR, and I can tell you we have not received any complaints.
I guess Okay, and that would be the appropriate place they would go, correct?
If it was something related to, let's say, sexual discrimination, that could go to JHRC, Jackson Human Rights.
But we're not aware of any complaints from it?
That's correct, because we often work in tandem with them.
Thank you, just wanted to put that on the record.
The Association of Inspector General's certification, is that something that they come to the office with, or is that something that they're given an opportunity to achieve when they're there?
Through the chair, it's something that's held annually, and it's in various cities throughout the country. We're just very fortunate in that March of every year, they do it here. So I have the luxury of being able to send my folks across the street to the Hyatt. It's a week-long certification process. And all my folks, thankfully, are certified in their perspective or in their respective fields. What's nice about that is we also have the opportunity to kind of host it. So our folks go over there and we are able to speak and participate in that process. So we're very fortunate in that it's in Jacksonville once a year.
Are there any other questions? Okay, if not, let's record our scores, please.
Competency.
But we do need to at least sign it, right?
Yes,
we need to sign it and date it.
Are you calculating them now?
Yes.
Oh, you can see them all.
Okay. All right, so the next. I know that there was an increase of 2.5% on October 1st and then 5% on October 23rd of last year.
I might take a stab at guessing. I would say that 2.5 is the general increase that all employees get on October 1st. And then the 5% would have been a merit increase, I believe, based on review.
Okay, and then so what we're doing now is doing the increase that takes us through the next year. Am I correct?
Madam Chair, if I may, the reason why this is a little bit convoluted is because the previous chair, I was actually up for an evaluation in April of last year, but what happened was we were in the process of being reaccredited by the Commission for Accreditation for the state, and the then chair wanted to defer this conversation until after we were reaccredited or determine whether or not we were going to be reaccredited. So that's why this is a little bit convoluted. It should have occurred in April.
Okay, I
understood.
It's all. Get
it
again.
It's on. Red is on.
You see the red.
I know you can't see the red.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Through
the chair to HR, I guess. Do all employees get a, for lack of a better term, the cost of living or 2.5%, and in addition receive a merit increase as well? Is that the standard?
Through the chair of Council President Salem, no, that is not the standard. The general wage increase was the amount that all, with the exception of public safety, they received higher increases, but the general population of civilians did receive the 2.5% increase. This past October of 23 and October of 22. But no, employees do not receive a performance-based or a merit-based increase.
If I may continue, if they receive an evaluation, that's noted similar to what we just did for every employee, that they receive some type of evaluation, it's just not factored into their increase. Is that correct?
It is not factored into their increase.
Do they receive an evaluation?
Right now, we have a small segment of the population that are receiving evaluations. I'm aware that Legislative Services receives evaluations. But the general population is not, because we're transitioning from an Oracle EBS system to an Oracle in the cloud system. And there will be a performance evaluation system different than what we had that we will be using in the near future.
Can I ask one more question? People receive an increase if they're promoted as such.
That's correct.
So, or if it's determined their salary is too low for their position, that could be another reason for what I would call a sequence increase.
That's correct. There's a retention issue in a specific classification, high vacancy rate, multiple employees. We might look at market rate. The other would be if the position changes substantially, we may decide that the person is actually performing higher level work.
Okay, so have we determined what the increase will be October 1st of 24?
We have not yet. We're in the middle of a collective bargaining with public safety. We're working that out now.
Right.
And then we will be looking at the civilian unions. Some of them are in the process of being decertified. So it's complicated this year just because of the new state law. But yes, we expect that employees will receive a pay increase. The exact percentage has not been determined.
Would you expect it to be in the range it's been the last couple of years? In this room, I guess.
There's no such thing.
I would expect it to be slightly higher.
Okay.
Maybe between 3% and 4%.
And Mr. LaSalle would receive that as well,
correct? Yes, he would per his contract, yes.
Okay. Just look at that.
And that would happen October 1.
It would happen effective date of October 1, yes.
Okay. Any other questions, comments so far? Um, while we're still kind of pondering this, I know we're not finished with it, let me go ahead and give the score that might have some bearing on our decision. The total, overall total was 25.17, and then his final rating was 4.20. And the box says checked is satisfactory. Satisfactory is 3.0.
Commendable.
3.49, but he is actually in the commendable range. So it's, oh, I'm sorry, I looked at it backwards. That's right, it is commendable, I'm sorry. So it's above satisfactory. It's the, not outstanding, but it's, it is definitely an above satisfactory rating. I'm sorry, it was in front of the satisfactory box. Excuse me. So, he, but he is in the commendable range, just above satisfactory at 4.2. So that range goes from 3.5 to 4.4. So he's in the high commendable range. Just wanted to share that with everyone as we are still talking about this increase. Yes,
ma'am. I would just say that that in looking at his current salary compared to other employees with similar responsibilities, he's right where he should be, just kind of in line with other people with similar responsibilities. And I think that given that he had a performance increase less than a year ago, that it would make sense that we leave it flat where it's at now. And you know, he'll benefit from the general employee increase in October.
I have a couple of questions. When would you anticipate that the collective bargaining for most of the city employees would be completed? You would know what that figure is.
I would expect that the figure would be known, I'm going to say sometime in, we'll probably build a number in the budget, which, you know, that goes in front of city council no later than July 15th. So I would expect we build something in the budget, whether it's negotiated or not yet, fully, something will be built in there, and then we would know, I would say no later than September, October.
And any recommendations that this committee makes, is that pretty much binding, or is that just a recommendation to city council for their approval?
My understanding is it would be a binding decision.
My calculator is correct, and I hope someone will check this. If you received, he's at 237 presently, correct?
Correct.
If you received 4% through the process, that would bring you to about 246,500.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
I was trying to get to somewhere around 250. Was kind of my goal, and if we gave him, assuming it's 4%, and I hate to make that assumption, if we gave him like 1% or 1.5%, if you could add those two together, that would get him close to 250. That's just as a suggestion. I have, in my term as council president, I did deal with the previous inspector general, but it was more superficial. But I have dealt with Mr. LaSalle quite a bit. He has constantly been up to my office, updating me on cases that I, because I told him from the very beginning, don't surprise me. And he clearly has not done that. I'm aware of some of the investigations he's got ongoing, and I just think he's done an outstanding job in keeping me informed and sort of taking a very difficult situation that he walked into, which really turned it around. So those are my comments.
Thank you. I just would like for the committee to note that if he was supposed to receive an increase back in April of 2023 and didn't receive that, he actually went for a 6-month period without that those finances. Like did not receive those, and he has not received those. And it looks to me, from looking at this salary history that I have, that a performance evaluation or a performance increase, no matter what it's called on here, has kind of been the standard since at least 2018. So the previous inspector general received that performance increase the entire time that she was here, and then of course he got one in October. So that's been the norm. I just wanted to notate that 6 month period that he went without that. And then on top of that, I made some notes when we were going through the written evaluation, and I wanted to highlight the proactivity of the office at this point. Investigations that saved millions that didn't have to necessarily be done. No complaints by employees, and I know that was not always the case in the past. And then the fact that the office was reaccredited under his leadership. So I just like to make sure that he is rewarded for the hard and good work that he's doing, no matter how big or small that may be. That's my two cents.
Do you mind if I say something? Through the chair, I just want to express that I really appreciate how Mr. LaSalle keeps everyone included. Like, I'm not an investigator, but I am in the investigations unit, and I appreciated that he let me take the AIG training in order to become a certified investigator. So I just want to at least say, like, he has been one of the best bosses I've ever had. So I just want to say that. Thank you.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Is it, can we make a recommendation?
I might make a suggestion, since we're kind of dealing with something that may happen, be set in the future, that we defer an actual decision on final recommendation until the city raises are determined, and then we can work from that.
Yeah, I would second that motion. That's a motion.
So if that happens, that would mean that the I just call it the anniversary date would have to be moved to probably October, and then just because contract negotiations is what I do every day, contract negotiations don't always happen on October 1st. Sometimes they happen, you know, months later, and there's all this retroactivity and all this other kinds of stuff. And I would hate for the inspector general's position and wages to hinge upon what happens with hundreds of other people throughout the city. Just my opinion.
Discussion.
Yes, sir.
So if we gave him today a 1.5% increase, that would occur immediately, and then the October increase would just occur automatically. So essentially, if we support my good friend's motion over here, we're delaying that 1.5 or 2%, whatever, if we did that today, and the fact that the one in October might not happen on time, could not.
And it could not be 4%. So would we want to lock in 4%, or would we say, you know, whatever the general employees receive across the board?
Well, he's going to, he's going to get that either way, as all staff members will. That whatever that is negotiated. Is that correct?
That's correct. But I like what you're saying. If you go ahead and say he's going to do 4% now, then he wouldn't get it in October, but he would be locked in and we would know what the percentage is, even though other employees might get 3% or 2.5%. We would be committing to the 4%.
Yeah, my thought process is if we have a number that we're trying to get to, in my opinion, it's best to lock it in, because those, what they do, they may something may happen and they may end up with 1%. I mean, we don't, you know.
So,
yes, sir.
Through the chair, so you're telling me we could put something in place today and the increase in October would be waived for him? Let's say we did 5% today. I'm just picking a number. And then we could put in place that his October raise would be waived. Could we do that?
I have to defer that. It would be my, I don't know.
Through the chair, Council President Sandler, my only concern about that is his contract reads, employee will receive any salary adjustments in the same percentages provided to other city-appointed employees, as determined by the City Council during its annual budget process.
Okay.
That would be my concern, is that statement is in the contract.
We're violating his contract by doing that.
Oh.
Yeah. don't have any way of guaranteeing what that number is going to be.
That's correct. We will be building a number in the budget, and we'll have that number built in by the end of June to be presented in the budget to City Council by July 15th.
As often as we need.
If we delayed it, then the committee would have to meet again to adjust it one more time. And those meetings can be called at any time?
Yes, sir.
Can we do a quick meeting in July?
Whenever the city gets a budget, yeah. Late July, I would say.
I have a question, if I may, regarding the general employees, because I heard you talk about some of those units getting being decertified, and I'm aware of that. What is that contract negotiation process going to look like when they have no union to bargain with?
If there is no union to bargain with, we would treat them like we do unrepresented employees, and the administration would make a decision to give a certain percentage.
Okay, thank you. Are we in the middle of a motion? I'm sorry.
My motion, I think, was to defer the recommendations of this committee until we know exactly what he will receive automatically under the city contract, and then we can adjust upwards. I just hate deciding on a figure now until we know what that's going to be.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Can I modify that?
Yes.
I would just say, if you don't mind, that a meeting would be called expeditiously after that increase is determined, so that the total increase could be adjusted.
With the city, normal city raises, do they come in next fiscal year?
October 1st.
Okay, so we do have I guess we have an amended motion. I'm not sure what happened. I think we have an amended motion.
Correct? I'll accept the
amendment. All right, thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. Ms. Bowen, thank you for accepting that motion. I have a question for motion. Under discussion. So it looks to me like now we are most likely going to defer this until October 1. That's kind of what it's looking like to me.
No, I mean, as soon as the city budget comes out, it sets the figure for the vast number of employees, then we can have our meeting at any point thereafter.
Okay, so then prior to October 1st.
Yeah, prior.
Right, so my next question was going to be, I'm just asking, just because that's what I do. Since we're meeting now to discuss something that should have happened in April, and now we're not going to meet again until July about something that should have happened in April, is this increase going to be retro?
Madam Chair, I don't think it's necessarily that it should have happened in April. Back when, if I remember correctly, we adjusted Mr. LaSalle's first double bump, or the 5% based upon there being some. I think we're getting his cycle back in line with general city budget increases with this action. Maybe my recollection sometimes fails me, but I know we took into account, or I think we took into account, the fact that that first raise and adjustment was a bit delayed because of the timing.
Okay.
But if indeed the percentage comes back at 4%, that gets him real close to the maximum salary for the position grade.
Okay, so the motion on the floor right now is that we delay this until they come back in July to see if the city has put a number on the table, and then at that point, if that has happened, we will move on making a recommendation for the increase.
And I think we can rely on staff to schedule a meeting with the members of the commission.
Are there any more questions on the motion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposers? Thank you so much. Well, want at least the evaluations done. And I want to mention Mr. LaSalle on a job well done. Obviously, it shows through your work, and it shows through the score that was taken here today. And I know speak for everybody when I say that we're appreciative for all that you do for the city of Jacksonville and for what your office does for the city of Jacksonville. Are there any more comments from Mr. LaSalle? Any questions?
No, I'd like to commend him also. It's nice having the office without a lot of drama.
I'd like to make a comment. I have watched you with your employees, and I've been very impressed by the support and enthusiasm they have for you. So I just want you to know that it's very apparent.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that.
I just want to note that I did not take any public comments because I did not see any public here today. And so it wasn't that I was overlooking the public, but I didn't see any. Is there any other business that needs to be discussed this morning? Obviously, there's no public, so there won't be any public comment. And anything, do you all have anything else? Mr. LaSalle, did you want to make any comments?
No, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The meeting is adjourned at 10:50 a.m. Thank you all.